Welcome to Trading with Rainer Show, the trading podcast where you'll gain trading insights to level up your trading so you can beat the markets. Let's start boosting your trading knowledge from your friend, Rainer Teal.
Hey, hey, what's up, my friend? So in today's episode, I want to talk about how to become a great trader. Three, right? Unbreakable rules that you must follow. Number one, you must have an open mind. I know this sounds cliche, right? Have an open mind. But from the way I see things, right, on social media, the way people are interacting on forums, most traders, right, they have a very close mind. For example, right, in my early years of trading, I have a very close mind. After I tried indicators that it didn't quite work for me, I went into the realm of price action trading. And I thought that, man, price action trading is the real deal, right? This is the holy grail. This is the way to trade the markets. And there's nothing wrong or bad about price action trading. But if you want to grow as a trader, you can't just think that your method is the best. Because if you think it's the best, right, then you are close, right, to other potential, you know, opportunities, potential new stuff that you can learn out there. For me, right, I thought that, you know, price action trading is king, right? I should just, you know, chuck everything out there. I shouldn't, you know, be bothered with other strategies or methodologies because, hey, the price is king, right? The price is the leading factor. And it's not until I came across a book, right, called Trend Following by Michael Covell. And that kind of opened up my eyes to how hedge funds are trading the markets. And they don't look at support resistance. They don't look at, you know, trend lines, candlestick patterns, whatsoever, right? These trend following firms, they simply buy what's going up higher and sell what's going down lower. That's pretty much their principles, right, to trend following. And that really opened up my eyes. And you can see that I wouldn't have come across that trend following portion, right, of my trading career if I didn't, you know, explore new ways to trade the markets. And then from trend following, I got myself exposed to systems trading, how traders trade the markets systematically. So at that point in time, I had certain, you know, objections in my own head. I think that, you know, man, systems trading, I need to be a programmer. I need how to, you know, code in Java, C++, yada yada. And then when I dive into it, I realized that my fears is actually unfounded in these days and age. Even if you do not know how to code, you can still develop your own trading systems. Again, the way I got involved in systems trading is because I had an open mind. I just go in with an open mind and see what's about and see whether it's something that, you know, could fit my lifestyle and my own personality. And because I dive into systems trading today, right, I can employ trading systems, right, to trade my account. In fact, more than half my capital is allocated to trading systems. Mean reversion trading, momentum trading in the stock markets, and even ETFs, right? And again, it's because I went with an open mind. The moment I tell myself that I do not know a lot about the markets, the moment I tell myself that there is more out there to what I know, I start, you know, learning new stuff, right? So number one, right, have an open mind. Don't think your method is the best. Don't think that there's nothing else to learn, right? Because trust me, right, there's a lot out there. Things are always changing and there's always room for improvement. Number two, you want to adopt multiple trading systems, right? I find that this is actually one of the holy grails out there that not many people talk about. So yes, you can have one trading system, but if you think about this, if that trading system goes into, let's say, a 50% drawdown, that's 50% of your money underwater. But if you have, let's say, multiple trading systems, so let's say you have 5 trading systems, uncorrelated trading system, maybe one for trend following the futures market, one a mean reversion trading, one a breakout trading, one counter trend trading, and maybe one portfolio rebalancing or passive investing whatsoever, right? You have 5, and they're uncorrelated. So let's say one system goes into a 50% drawdown. But if you look at it at a portfolio level, that is only a drawdown of 10% of your trading capital. Okay, so let's say you have a 500k trading capital, 20%, right, or 100k, right, of your capital allocate to each trading system. So basically, 20% of your capital to each trading system. So if one system goes into a 50% drawdown, in the grand scheme of things, right, that's only a 10% drawdown of your portfolio, a 10% drawdown of the 500k capital that you have. And that's the beauty of it, right? When one system goes into a drawdown, other system might be doing well. It might not even be a drawdown as a portfolio level. It might even be, you know, the portfolio level, you know, trading at a new updraw, or rather breaking out new equity highs. So that's the beauty of trading multiple systems. If you trade one system, you're kind of slave to that one system. When the market conditions change, right, things will go sour for you. But when you trade multiple systems, right, that's where your equity curve, right, it smooths out over time. That's the second lesson I've learned, right? And I see many great traders do as well. They adopt multiple trading systems. And number three, never trust anything and always verify everything. So what do I mean by this? So in my early years of trading, right, it's something that I think most of us are probably guilty of, right? Where, you know, we go to forum, books, we learn something new, right? And we just take their word for it at face value, right? We just trust them because they are an authority, they are a guru. right? They seem to know what they're talking about. And we just take that strategy, that methodology, and just trade it with our own account. But here's the thing, right? How do you know if that something that is being taught to you actually works? How do you know that? For example, let's say you go to a car showroom and you want to buy a car, and a salesman comes up to you and say, hey, you know, check out this model. This car is very good, right? You should buy it. Do you trust the salesman? No, right? Because you know that he has an agenda. And it's the same as trading, right? When you are interacting with other traders out there, some of them might be educators, some might just be hanging out on forums, some might just be, you know, social traders or whatsoever. How do you know what's their agenda? You have no idea. So that's why you must always verify everything that you come across. Never trust anything. And that's the only way you will know whether something works or not. And how do you verify it? Well, this is where, you know, you've got to put in effort, right? Doing your back testing, forward testing. I know this is not sexy stuff, but this is what separates, right, the pro traders from amateur traders. This is what separates winning traders from losing traders. You've got to do the work. No one is going to do it for you. Okay, so with that said, I've come towards the end of today's episode, and I will talk to you soon.
We appreciate you joining us in this session of Trading with Rainer Show. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit tradingwithrainer.com for more resources related to today's session. That's tradingwithrainer.com. Until next time, good luck and good trading.